Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4M Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 201, Employee Advocacy, Part 3. This episode is presented by 4M Print Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Employee Advocacy in Action. Employees are a brand resource waiting to be tapped. After all, the best marketing comes from those who know your brand best and want to tell the world about it. Who better to shout your praises than the team behind the brand? Enter employee advocacy programs. With employee advocacy, your people use their own personal social media profiles to share company blog posts, news, special events, and hiring announcements. This sharing not only helps boost brand visibility, it positions your employees as thought leaders. If you're still not convinced, take a listen to the following mini case studies that highlight some well-known organizations and their success with employee advocacy. Let's start with Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Software. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Software invited 300 socially active employees to become brand ambassadors. Ambassadors were trained on how to create engaging posts and how to use social sharing platform Everyone Social, which can be used anytime, anywhere, by team members in any business unit. Everyone Social provides a stream of approved content for sharing and captures performance metrics to discover the most successful posts. The ambassadors represent different disciplines, from sales to engineering and beyond. This gives a well-rounded view of the organization and its culture. To gain more brand ambassadors, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Software may offer incentives, such as certification and gamification, for posting to personal profiles. Next, we'll highlight IBM. IBM employees already self-identify as IBMers, a sign that the massive organization consisting of 200,000 team members sees value in humanizing itself. Through the IBM Redbooks Thought Leadership Program, employees write blog posts and other documents about business issues. IBMers get to tell their stories, and IBM has a huge catalog of brand-building content to share. The content is accessible via a Redbooks app or the website redbooks.ibm.com. IBM also has an employee advocacy program called IBM Social Business. It uses a virtual hub through which team members can share approved content on social networks. The hub software also captures analytics to discover engagement and shares for content. And then there's Hootsuite. Hootsuite leverages LinkedIn with employee advocacy. Ryan Holmes, Hootsuite CEO, said the company finds interesting content for its team members to share, should they be interested. Holmes called the voluntary sharing a two-way street. He says, quote, "By sharing relevant updates, our employees help us while also building up their own social followings and reputations within their professional sphere," end quote. This strategy turned Holmes into one of LinkedIn's top business influencers with more than 1 million followers. Team members spread the corporate story while building their own personal brand. Employee advocacy can be worked into the business model of any organization. If your people use social media, and they do, there's an opportunity for employee advocacy. Employee advocacy has many nuances. If your organization is thinking of implementing a program of its own, here are some do's and don'ts to consider. Don't demand participation. You can't force it. Only encourage employee advocacy. After all, you're asking team members to temporarily lend their own personal social profiles. Do make it easy. Provide messages about the employer for employees to use in social media. Even if they don't use the message verbatim, everyone loves an example. Do provide support. Give team members a champion to approach for questions. Entrust a lead employee advocate from each department to communicate social campaigns and incentives and to encourage departmental participation. Provide updates and training on changes in social media so that employees can stay current on the latest tools and uses. Don't cheap out. Employee advocacy is a marketing activity that needs a budget, plan, and central team. Recruit talent from marketing and human resources to best represent your brand to the world. Do pick the right social networks. To start, pick one social network and develop content for it. Follow your customers to the best network. Do commit to the long haul. Employee advocacy isn't a one-and-done event. It's a long-lasting program. Building trust on social media takes time and patience, even before you see a return on investment. Do recruit watchdogs. Ask employees to stay alert to social media postings about the employer. Awareness of brand mentions helps you shift strategy if necessary. And last but not least, don't ask too often. Employee amplification is powerful, but asking employees to share content too often can cause advocacy fatigue. Monitor employee participation to discover how many requests is too many requests. Employee advocacy stagnates without regular internal promotion, and a program won't live up to its potential without a thoughtful strategy to guide it. Advocacy won't work on autopilot. A program is work for employees and employers. In the end, why should employers care about employee advocates? Consider the following commentary based on results of a recent employee advocacy study. As the advocate movement grows at an increasing speed, employers have an enormous opportunity to engage and capitalize on these powerful advocates, or risk missing out on an important group of supporters and, at worst, fail to curtail detractors who have the potential to upend company reputations. Most leaders agree that their most valuable resource is the human team behind the brand. Employee advocacy is another way your talent can create value and contribute toward a better culture across the organization.
Thanks for listening to this three-part series on employee advocacy. If you're looking for more information, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.